All right. Are you recording now? You're recording this?
I am.
Are you? Very good.
Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dr. Delecto's Madness and Magic Show. A little music, maestro! Or so on a maximum security country club. On a maximum security country club. Buried somewhere in the foothills of America where no one could see. But
Gordon Liddy, silent as the Sphinx, keeps his mouth shut behind bars, behind the first initial of his name, behind what's that I spy? A beard. Sweet mute manifesto. He tries to hide from us, only to reveal his inner guilt. Why, it's getting so we can't even trust people with beards anymore.
Hardly.
Feel your more might try that. Am I having any trouble hearing you? Am I getting to it? You hear? Well, I'm not getting to it. You can hear me, but you can't make it out. I'm having trouble myself. Let's try a simple one. We are but newborn birds with wings yet too wet to fly. Time and strength are what we need. True success comes not with speed. Next work is one of my most recent endeavors. dedicated to the Queen of the Nights, Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman.
I don't know the theme song.
Yes, do take some.
What?
Do take some.
Yeah, I got one.
Dear, dear Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Queen Mother of us all. I dedicate this song to you. Begins with our own special Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the credit card of the United Banks of America and to the
Our first work is an invocation to the great Indian seer to let us see.
Amidst
Thank you.
Gold circles. Baroque. Mediterranean. Living room. High bed couches. And the fantastic bric-a-brac of all our lives. And wrinkled veterans hawking paper puppy flowers on all-American street corners. This is your last chance, he said. Blueberries. Of impolite rejection whizzed past his weary shopping bag. And who really cares about subway fares and turnstiles leading everywhere but anywhere, no how anymore? But towering infernos and lusty beds, boom of lives still unwed and unwed. To the jukebox, possible beats, asking once again the meaning of metaphysical French fries. And Black Jim from Jamaica strolls by a Sunday window with his football person racket, seeking love. Before the world turns to endless profit and gamble commercials, and rhubarb pies cool in country kitchens, and rats go flat in governments, and buses flying stars and stripes, reminding us what land this is, as if we were all too. Fear and remembrance of things future.
and Marshall McLuhan writes graffiti on urinal walls, while Will Shakespeare chuckles over Captain Marvel comics in his tube. And pseudo-monastic gurus suck Dairy Queen in the back seats of their Mercedes-Benz. And Jones Trout Band plays bluegrass in Boston Mass.
Spilled the beans on Watergate. soft-haired, red-winged bureaucrat who fear of being raped in prison. Grabbed down a tyranny. He would show you as many faces as you would make. Tricky little charlatan. For his crime, he got 6 months or so on a maximum security country club. Buried somewhere in the foothills of America, where no one else could see. But G. Gordon Liddy, silent as the Sphinx, keeps his mouth shut. Behind bars, behind the initial of his first name, behind, what's that I spy? A beard. Oh, sweet mute manifesto. He tries to hide from us, only to reveal his inner guilt.
Lost it. Sorry, we're on. Hit the wrong switch.
Is it hard to hear
him
over there? Can you pick it up? Not loud enough? Can I get a little louder? Someone can't hear them. Is that possible? Can you hear me now? Okay, fine. You can, good. I'm playing to you. This next work is dedicated to the Queen Mother of us all. Mother of Midnight Television. Mary Hodgman.
We slipped.
Mary Hodgman. Lost housewife of America. Contemporary Virginia Dare, seated bare-assed athwart the privy of her life, hiding glossed fingernails and wondering whether or not to do the laundry before or after her next cup of coffee. The only sounds, the exhaled breath passing through the hairs of her nostrils.
And I saw him unloading, but I told him that there wasn't going to hear this if he spoke to you.
And the slow creak of the toilet paper roller distributing its blank certificate.
No, not just that, but we got this. All right, let him have it, I guess.
To the highways and byways in New Jersey, one thing I got to realize, or come to realize, that New Jersey, if you look close enough, has a commodity on one thing, junkyards. New Jersey is filled with junkyards. And because of that, I began to fall in love with them. And the next work I wrote was written to all the junkyards of New Jersey. The most famous one of which I call Casa Royale. A little Casa Royale music. The story of a junkyard. It's the story of the people who live there.
minutes from anywhere. Like Harry's Carnivore. Haunted by concrete streams, where now the gently flowing Avon lady from Belmar, New Jersey, ponders as she drives past, unsuspecting. Shall we ask for any of you guys for dinner tonight, or just plain hamburgers? And never once has she been in a junkyard all her life, right?
Thank you.
space. Green space. That's the moment we leave you with this evening, ladies and gentlemen, before our leave space. Space out. Leave space. Each act, act of harm, determines a destiny.
Mine's been out for quite a while.
That's funny.
I heard. Who's that?